Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hello, my friend.
Doing good?
Yeah, things are good, man. It's, we're rocking and rolling.
Rocking, yeah. Yeah. Things are real good, yeah. So let's jump in because this is an interesting one. Equinox just announced Optimized by Equinox, $40,000 a year for a membership. So it's a special program that they're offering. And honestly, I think it's a hell of an idea.
Yeah.
What is it that, you know, like people, this is hitting a lot of the news streams. In fact, the article we just read was bashing the hell out of it. You're not going to get, you just follow, like these guys have no idea what health and fitness is to begin with. The guy writing this article is probably sitting in his mom's basement eating Doritos right now.
Overweight. And, yeah. You know,
so
yeah.
Do I think it's worth $40,000? It's worth what people will pay
for
it.
What people are willing to pay for it.
And people are buying it right now. So basically, it's a full annual regimen with blood work and sleep coaching and nutrition and massage therapy.
100 different tests or 100 different takeaways from their tests.
No, blood markers. That's what it is. So, yeah, I read into that a little bit more. Long and short of it is, it's a holistic approach to their wellness program. Mm-hmm. Beautiful idea. I think there's a huge market for this. 40K, probably up to 100K for a year worth of services from Equinox. Obviously, Equinox is positioned as a higher end. But really, what is the big takeaway here? The big takeaway for micro gyms, you know, mom and pop, there's more room to grow.
Yes.
And the more things that you can bundle in, and we're doing a hell of a job researching some big partners right now that, I'm excited to kind of announce for the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 months that will bring a lot of holistic approach, in-house. Through partnerships, laboratories, et cetera, to get our clients the help that they really need. This isn't trying to sell somebody something that they don't need. This is optimized health. And they're positioning the Equinox one as longevity and anti-aging, which is a huge market, especially out in the, you know, California markets and stuff where they're at.
And I mean, really at the end of the day, it's taking the data of what we're providing. It's bringing in the metrics to be able to justify and show clients, hey, as you do these things, as you eat better and your nutrition starts to fall in line, as you sleep better, as you consistently come to the gym and train, hey, look at your markers, look at the changes that it's actually led to. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've talked about before is, like, you know, if a client doesn't have a weight loss goal or doesn't have a physique, you know, in mind that they're aiming for, sometimes it's difficult to kind of remind them of wins or help show them the success of what they've been doing and that it's paying off, that there's a result that's more than just going to the gym every day and getting their workout in, right? And so the indicators, I think, can help, especially from the gym side. I mean, your retention strategies, your ability to show somebody the result of what their work is doing, that's massive. And, you know, to have it in from a blood panel, from indicators that are not just, oh, look, you know, your body fat percentage is down this month.
Yeah, like resting heart rate, your sleep, you know, especially with like Oura Rings, it tells you like your restfulness and
your
stuff
HRVs
like that.
Your HRVs and, yeah.
Yeah, those are all biomarkers that we can technically take credit for, a lot of those things that we're not taking credit for, right? So the unrealized wins episode that we talked about, like, yeah, if they're not seeing it necessarily on the InBody or the eVolt or on a scale, what are all those other things? Mm-hmm. And so partnering with laboratories, and again, I'll have to take this offline with you because there's some portals and things like that I'm looking at. But long story short of it is, like, we're helping these people in a major way.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
And we need to get patted on the back a little bit sometimes too. you know, taking people off of medication, if they're aware of that, oh my gosh, I've been on this high blood pressure medicine for 7 years and now I'm not, then yeah, they might give you credit. But if it's just like they've only been on it a year and they didn't really believe it in the first place and now they're off of it, like, you don't get credit for that.
Yeah.
But so the point is there's these high-end memberships that we can package up. So the way that I would approach this is, okay, let's just say our normal memberships, and I'm just going to go make believe here. Just some, your normal memberships, you have a $199 and to a $399, something like that. And you get some semi-private training or maybe some large group training, mixed match of all of those things. And I want to bring in some other membership level that is premium.
Concierge-like, right?
Concierge-like. What are all the things that people need to get results, right? Like what are all the things I can add to this? And think outside the box. Think about, obviously, nutrition, supplements make sense, massage therapy, recovery, Nordic boot things.
Oh, you're seeing tons of things like the cold plunges, meditation or breath work. You know, like a lot of these things that impact the body in a physical way.
But can we bring that in?
But how can, yeah, exactly.
Through partnerships, yeah. maybe you have a laboratory nearby you can partner with, a compound laboratory for hormone replacement stuff, a doctor, again, back to massage, chiro, all these things. And maybe it's all bundled in into a specific price that you pay for based on the services that they at a discount, you know, mm-hmm. on the side, but you pay for these clients to do it, whatever. All of those things, you can package that up for 20 grand a year, 15, maybe $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month is $18,000 a year. Like you can create those packages. Now here's the kicker, like with anything, going through that 5-question matrix is very clutch. And one of those questions in those 5 questions is, can I sell it?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you just came up with this great idea, you need to have a lot of energy behind, your team needs to be onboarded and like having all this in there, excited to pitch or to sell into your membership, or else it's gonna die.
Yeah.
Right? So Equinox is, you know, raising the bar a little bit, showing the rest of the fitness industry what's capable, what can you do. I know that Lifetime Fitness here in town, they're doing some similar stuff with some blood work and having a doctor in the gym mm-hmm. type of deal. That's going on. Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And I think that right there is kind of one of the things that we talked last episode about the Growth Summit and how the end of the Growth Summit is going to be, or the final day is kind of the future of where things are going. I think any of us that are close enough to the industry can see that this is a big part of where a lot of the attention is going. A little bit more than just considering ourselves like the resident home for a workout.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think what it's doing is there's been a lot of doubt in the marketplace and society when it comes to doctors and traditional medical professionals, Western medicine stuff, when it comes to them being the catalyst for health lately, right? Through the pandemic, there's been some doubts. There's just been a lot of stuff that's happened that, I mean, I just read today, 11,000 medical journals have just been stripped because of malpractice in the study side of things.
Sure.
Just today, just this morning, my buddy who's a doctor sent that across to me.
Well, I want you to take a pause. Like in probably my age and younger
mm-hmm.
have doubts.
Sure.
My age Fair. And older still believe the doctor is right.
And I think that's a good point. I'm glad you kind of even shined that light on it because that is a really good point, right? Yeah. We're living in a different age of information, if you may, right? Yeah. Like they say, back then it was the knowledge that was the gap. Now we have the knowledge. You've got, you know, we've got a supercomputer in your pocket. You can have the answer to anything that you're looking for mm-hmm. in seconds, but it's the follow through. It's the application. It's where you go for that kind of support and help. I think that there's been I think that there's an opportunity in the marketplace for fitness facilities to continually raise the bar, much like Equinox is kind of setting that bar, saying, hey, we're out here, we're going to do this, and the rest have the opportunity to follow and or just continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I think what they're doing is they're showing that gyms are no longer just the center for working out. Now we can be the home and the kind of the root cause of your health outlook, right? We control a lot of those variables, the things that you're putting in your mouth, you know, what you're eating, how you're spending, you know, your workouts, what your physical output and exertion is. If we can bring in testing when it comes to hormone panels and blood work and all of this
hydration
stuff,
and,
hydration yeah. levels, sleep, you know, now we're not just one small piece of the health component. We have a much bigger hand in helping individuals live, sustain, and, you know, create those healthy lifestyles for themselves.
Yeah.
But I think that attribution can now come from, it's not just going to your doctor to get your numbers and then probably a prescription to go address one of those
things.
The
symptoms, not the symptoms.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But if we want to go address the problem, why not let's go talk about the nutrition component, the workouts, your physical, you know, what you're doing to maintain or create a better healthy lifestyle. Yep. One of the things that really scared me years ago was that through your traditional doctorate, it was 13 credit hours on nutrition. So like if these are the people that we're putting all of our weight in when it comes to the responsibility of our health, and they can't tell me what a macro breakdown is or macronutrients are, like there's some disconnect. And so
it's by design.
Well, and you know, that's a much, we could do another whole episode on that, I'm sure. But I think that right now this shift, I love this because what it's doing is it's giving fitness facilities more than just the workout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway from the whole conversation is, what side of the coin are you going to be on as a gym owner?
Are you going to take it, you know, action and bring this in-house and be the leader, be the place of the hub for information? Because you have a unique position where you see your clients way more than any doctor does.
Hell yeah.
Let's hope, right? Yeah. You're seeing your clients multiple times a week. They trust you. They look to you for information. If you are knowledgeable and you have some you know, support through the gym, through portals and having data and having some knowledge around how to read that stuff, hey, you can probably skew the decisions of some of your clients, you know, in a good way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in a good way.
And that's the biggest thing is, like, at the end of the day, we want those results for our clients, that these are clear signs that you're living a better, healthier life. That should sustain. But we're not taking control of any of that stuff. You know what I mean? We're like, and our clients, if we're not talking about it, if we're not putting our flag in the ground and being that for our clients, we're leaving them to go decide who is the resource that I need to go to.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that, though. Like, you are the expert in the area for health. Like, we work really damn hard to be the resident expert in our area so that clients are coming to us for the fitness side of things. If we have all of these connections with... somewhat more the medical side of things.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're going to need an MD for some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
A phlebotomist, a laboratory, all that stuff. But if they're willing to share the result, like, they have to sign waivers, obviously, to share that stuff with you. But if you know how to read those panels, or you can direct them to a doctor that's part of the team, quote unquote, you're just harder to leave. It's stickier here.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're providing a service to a client that's a hell of a lot, you know, more value than show up and get, you know, 20 hot, sweaty bodies in a room for an hour.
That's totally,
you know what I mean? And unfortunately the industry, there's a lot of that left. But that's the choice. Like, that's your takeaway as a gym owner, is what side of that decision do you want to be on? Do you want to be leading in the forefront of the direction that things are going? Or do you want to be the last to adopt it, throw shade at it, and then all of a sudden, you know, if you don't change, you're gone.
Well, the funny thing is, probably in 2022, we did an end of the year predictions for the future. And one of the predictions was a holistic approach to your fitness and wellness. And, you know, and maybe it's taken this long, but I've literally yesterday, I just saw, and we're real close to signing, inking a deal with these guys, an opportunity to bring all this in-house. and have a portal that we can look at, and it ties into every, you know, heart rate monitor, Apple Watch, Whoop Strap, Polar, Oura Rings, InBodies, eVolts. It brings all the data into a readable format, supplements, prescriptions, blood pressure, blood panels, nutrition programs. It's all in this thing. And trust me, guys, when I tell you, these guys just signed up to be our platinum sponsor at the Grow Summit. And you're going to see them there. You're going to start hearing more about these guys because they're brand new. I mean, we might be their first major kind of connection, but they have brick and mortars. They just never gone this direction where it's more virtual, virtual and stuff. So I'm pumped for it. I mean, I've been approached. This is about the third kind of medical company that's approached us to say, hey, we want to get in gyms, right? Obviously they are.
They see the opportunity.
But I look at them and I vet the shit out of them. Like this won't work. This doesn't make sense. This is all for you. Like what the gym's going to be helping you. So there was one company that, you know, I think they do a great job with the clients, but at the end of the day, it was like, you know, just basically we're just giving our clients to them. And then they were so expensive that a client eventually would have to make a decision if they're going to continue working out or going towards this medical side, whatever. It's holistic. It's naturopathic. It's, you know, it's blood work and hormones and all that stuff, but there's only so much money to go around. So if they're $2,000 and they're going to cut ours out because they want to pay for that, that didn't make sense either.
It has to be congruent. Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyways, I'm excited to share it with you. You kind of only heard the tip of the iceberg with this, but at the end of the day, here's the takeaway. Equinox has definitely kicked the door down and said, hey, we're going to go all in, and people are going to, and I'm certain they're selling shit out of this thing.
Oh, I guarantee you.
There's people that want the best thing on the menu.
Yep.
I got a great story about when I first threw the stupidest thing on the price sheet, and two people bought it the next week. Like the highest price thing, I just threw it on there to price anchor the rest. And if they wanted it, cool, that would sell. Yeah. So anyways, that's what putting a huge price point, 20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand a year on your price sheet, people are going to want the best.
Yeah.
But you better deliver at that level because they will, everything's going to be scrutinized. Versus a $99 a month member or $9. So the opportunity's on the table. It's the whole thought of the 4-minute mile. Finally, Rogers Bannister broke it, and Equinox broke the barrier of $40,000 a year in a health club membership.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? What can we learn from it? And what can you put into a holistic, full wellness approach to your facility that ends up helping your clients much more, much greater than any fitness program can. So,
and listen, guys, 40,000 might not be your number. You know what I mean? I don't think either of us are suggesting that you go partner with one of these labs and bring in and just throw a $40,000 membership out there. The reason that we're using this as an example is they have price anchored it. Like, that's going to be some of the top of the market right now. Where do you fall in there? Like, you could do $1,000 a month membership with all of these services, and it could be a steal for your clients. You know what I mean? You have to make that decision with what you're offering, your marketplace and things like that. But the point being, there is more. There is definitely more out there. The more you can bring in, the more the concierge, the more one-off stuff, the more customization stuff that you can tailor within what you're doing. Don't go break your whole gym to do something like this. But how can this partner in mesh with what you're doing already, and how can you bring that additional value to your marketplace, to your consumers?
There you go. All right. Hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing the lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.